With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Oneida County Economic Development Corporation hopes a housing study will be a major step forward in bringing developers to the area. The group needs public input to complete the study. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
When Tony Farrow started as the executive director of the Oneida County Economic Development Corporation last summer, there was one major need that was repeated by just about every business he spoke with. Housing.
Just about every place I went to, they said, well, we can't hire anybody, we can't expand, we can't get a teacher to come here because there's no place for them to live.
While it might be widely known there's a need for more affordable housing in Oneida County, there hasn't been any official study showing that and the specific needs of the county. Farrow says many developers he's spoken with want a housing study before they'll begin work.
It basically validates the need for needing housing in our county, and this is a tool that the developers and builders use to decide what type of housing to build, whether it's a multifamily, single family, how many bedrooms, that type of situation. And so the study is just proof that we have a housing problem in Oneida County.
The Oneida County Economic Development Corporation is partnering with the North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, Nicolet College, and the Oneida County Health Department for the study. A large component of the study is getting people who live, work, or visit Oneida County to complete a survey. It's 17 questions that take less than 5 minutes.
We're asking everyone, and like I said, that works here, drives here, lives here, has a second home here, anybody that's connected to Oneida County would go on and fill out this survey so that we can put the most accurate information together.
The survey is open now through April 11th. We have a link to it at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Farrow hopes the housing study will be complete in June or July. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says a 25-year-old man is in custody after a Merrill man was found dead Tuesday. 48-year-old John Stevenson didn't show up to work and hadn't been heard from. The sheriff's office responded to a welfare check request for him in the township of Corning Tuesday evening. Stevenson was found dead. 25-year-old Austin Stevenson was taken into custody and is expected to be charged in the death. An event that brings students face-to-face with outdoor habitats is serving to ignite a lifelong passion in some that go on to pursue green jobs. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Wisconsin Envirothon is an environmental science competition for middle and high school students hosted by the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Association. The one-day event immerses participants in hands-on activities in wildlife, aquatic ecology, forestry, soils and land use, and a current environmental issue. Gregor Wilms is a past participant and says the event helped to change his mind about a topic he never would have imagined embracing.
First time I competed in the soils part, I absolutely despise soils and I didn't know anything about it and I was so frustrated. So it is a little bit ironic that I would go on to graduate with a soil science degree and now have a really deep appreciation for soil science.
Wilms is a land use and sanitation specialist for Dodge County. He says Envirothon was a catalyst for him pursuing a career in environmental science and he's now a volunteer for the event. Environmental specialists from across the state volunteer their time to advise and judge the competition. The winning high school team goes on to compete at the National Conservation Foundation Envirothon, the largest high school educational environmental program in North America. Kim Workentine is the youth education director for the association and says the event helps students to understand the importance of taking care of their natural resources.
They are the future, so providing this opportunity for them to really gain a true understanding of our ecosystem across the state gives them a real opportunity to learn it and live it and experience it.
Katie Schlicht is a science teacher at Cedarburg High School and an advisor for the competition. Her team competed in the state event for the first time last year and won. She says in many ways she was learning alongside her students.
One of my students last year graduated, and she's in our college program now and is really saying, this is stuff that I learned at Envirothon. So I feel like having this program has been crucial to having that leg up when they get to a secondary college or a secondary program.
24 teams will compete in this year's state competition, and that takes place on April 11th at Lions Camp in Rosholt. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Wisconsin saw a slight increase in the number of deer testing positive for chronic wasting disease. Jeff Pritzel, DNR Deer Program Specialist, recently updated the Natural Resources Board.
Around 17,000 samples collected over the course of the year. That's been where we've been the last 3-4 years. The number of positives continues to slightly increase. We're over 1,700 positives as of early February.
The DNR offered 242 locations where hunters could get their deer sampled for chronic wasting disease. They also offered a number of disposal locations so people could dispose of their waste after butchering a deer so it wouldn't be put back out on the landscape. A number of locations in the Northwoods as listed as priority for needing additional sampling after recent positive tests for chronic wasting disease in wild or captive deer. The Republican-backed candidate in Wisconsin's closely watched state Supreme Court race has resurfaced long-debunked concerns about voting fraud because of the late reporting of ballots in Milwaukee. Brad Schimmel made the comments Tuesday, just 2 weeks before the April 1st election. Schimmel spoke of the possibility of bags of ballots and fraud in Milwaukee. Absentee ballots in Milwaukee are typically reported late because of the sheer number of ballots and because state law does not allow them to be processed until after the polls open on Election Day. Schimmel faces Democratically backed Susan Crawford in the April 1st election. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.